Welcome to Around Town with me, Rhonda Bellamy. While Wilmington's time-honored Rite of Spring, the North Carolina Azalea Festival, is canceled, Executive Director Allison Berenger English says all is not lost.
The azaleas are still blooming. We're looking around town. The beauty of Wilmington is still there. We're just having to take a little step back inside our own home, spend time with family and friends right now. But, you know, the festival spirit certainly is going to live on, the community spirit. It's a 73-year tradition. We're already working on rescheduling some of our most beloved events. We've already rescheduled two of our concerts for October and working on scheduling the street fair and parade and the garden party so we can enjoy this hopefully when we get on the other side of everything.
When did you start planning this year's festival?
So we start even before the last year's festival ends. You know, certainly we have a 6-member ladder board of directors. They start in the role of secretary and on their 6th year they become president. So for example, this year's president, Dr. Stephen Meinhold, this is his 6th year on the board, and certainly he's been thinking of his festival year since he began on the board. Each president likes to put their own spin on things, different partnerships. For example, this year, Dr. Meinhold worked with Wilmington Symphony Orchestra to have an Azalea Symphony created. And so that process began 2.5 years ago. And that was supposed to be unveiled March 29th. But we are, again, still in conversations with them about pushing that into the fall as well, or potentially the summer. Everything's up in the air right now as far as dates go, but we will still have an unveiling of that symphony. And we're actually having some virtual events April 1st through the 5th through Facebook. And the conductor of that symphony, Dr. Stephen Arante, has put together a 4-minute video that kind of demonstrates how he created that piece. And you get to hear a little bit of the symphony at the end of it. So we're excited to get that little teaser out soon.
And you've confirmed the full dates for the headliners.
So those have both been successfully rescheduled to Friday, October 16th and Saturday, October 7th. 17th. Those were huge for us. Obviously, for anyone that's been to any of our shows, we have to create our own venue, bring in staging, fencing, tents, restrooms, food, beverages, all of those things. And that's no small cost. In order for us to continue to have both of those shows with, you know, essentially 4 different headlining main acts, we needed to find a time when they all were available on the same weekend, because it would just be cost prohibitive for us to try to build the stage one weekend and then a month later build it again. So we reached out to our agent, and miraculously within like 24 hours he's like, these are the dates that all of them can do it. And it, you know, the Avett Brothers already has about 8,000 in ticket sales. Sublime with Rome, Michael Fronte, is just a little behind that. And so we know that these are bands that people really want to see. We also know that, you know, it's going to be a time when people are going to want to get out and come together and enjoy the arts again. And so we're really excited about that.
I imagine that this has taken a toll financially.
As a nonprofit, we rely on our ticket sales and sponsorships, which is one reason why it's so important for us to try to continue to have some of those events later in the year. We hope that by still putting together some semblance of a festival, certainly that economic impact is needed for the community, you know, in the fall now more than ever with all of our businesses closing. So we'll still provide that and then hopefully still provide a great opportunity for our sponsors and really show their support for the community and for nonprofits here in town at a time when it's really needed.
Tickets already purchased for these shows will be honored on the new dates. Just hold on to your original tickets. Well, what about refunds for the associated events that have been canceled?
The Azalea Festival partners with about 10 different partners, and we call those events associated events because those partner organizations completely finance, run, manage every aspect of that event. So examples for that would be the Cape Fear Garden Club and the Azalea Garden Tour, Historic Wilmington Foundation and the Historic Home Tour, things like that. So all of those individual organizations obviously have their own refund policies, their own plans for whether they're going to try to reschedule or postpone or just cancel. So each one of those organizations will have a different refund policy, and we just encourage anyone who purchased tickets to any of those associated events to reach out to that individual organization, and they'll be handling that on their end.
Allison is optimistic that things will be back to normal by fall.
Hopefully we'll be on the other side of all of this by then, and more than ever we'll want to get together and kind of celebrate being Wilmingtonians.
Again, we've been speaking with Allison Berenger English, Executive Director of the North Carolina Azalea Festival. More information is available at ncazaleafestival.org. Around Town with Rhonda Bellamy is a production of WHQR Public Media. I'm Rhonda Bellamy.